This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, if any of you guys work for a large corporation, you've probably had to have your sexual harassment training. Have you guys ever had your sexual harassment training yet? All right. Well, a bunch of us, you know, have gotten sexual harassment training. And now it looks like Florida senators are going to be required to get sexual harassment training. The Florida Senate is mandating that each senator undergo, I don't know about assemblymen and all the other ones, but assemblywoman. But they say each senator has to undergo an hour of workplace and sexual harassment training before the start of each legislative session. The rule was adopted as the first business taken up when the Senate went into session on Wednesday. Two senators have resigned since October. Democrat Jeff Clemens stepped down, they said, after admitting he had an extramarital affair with a lobbyist. Republican Jack Latvala resigned after investigation found that he likely committed acts of sexual misconduct. Senate Rules Committee Chair Liz Beth Benasquisto told her colleagues that the chamber is a zero-tolerance party for sexual misconduct and retaliation, and the Florida House already requires mandatory training for its members. Ah, so the Florida House already has mandatory training, and now the Florida Senate does. So I foresee, everybody having to have some sort of sexual harassment training. Now, is 1 hour enough? I mean, will 1 hour do it? Here's a guy that slept with his lobbyist. Now, sexual misconduct and sexual harassment are kind of two different things, okay? Sexual harassment is where you, are making unwanted acts, and we'll kind of list what some of them could be, right, towards somebody else within the workplace. Misconduct includes sexual harassment, but misconduct may include you and somebody consenting to whatever you're doing, not feeling harassed, but the fact that you did it is still misconduct. So let's say you grab some employee's butt. She doesn't want that. That is harassment. That's assault. But let's say the employee wants her tushy touched, and you touch tushy. That's still considered sexual misconduct. Still would qualify as harassment, but even if she doesn't complain, it's at least considered misconduct. So, in a 1 hour training video or seminar, there is stuff that can't be taught. I mean, if you got somebody that's going to want to flirt and going to want to, sleep with somebody at work, and that other person at work wants to sleep with them, no one-hour video is going to stop that. But what a one-hour training session can do is make people aware that there are some things that they just can't do anymore in this day and age of the workplace, which really actually is training that a lot of us need. The way I talk to my friends in the 90s, and it's, I mean, the way, if anybody had videotaped, I mean, like I told you about our medical school picture, one of my classmates grabs my boob. So we have a graduation picture with us all being goofy, and I didn't want that to happen. I turned around and I hit him. But, I mean, that was average behavior, probably for decades, not behavior that we should condone. I'm glad this behavior has stopped now, because that's not right. But what, if you always kind of said some stuff and joked around with girls and guys and whatever, these are things you cannot do anymore. These are things you cannot say. All right? There's a lot of things you cannot say anymore. You know, I remember growing up, a very common Southern term, like, you know, rather than cussing, you know, like sometimes I go to, what in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's name are you doing? You know, get your cotton picking hands off that. And so I was always yelled at as a kid, get your cotton picking hands off of that. Well, you don't say that anymore. You don't say that anymore. A term we used to say is, let's call a spade a spade. We don't do that. There's a lot of things we don't say anymore because it can be very adverse. It can be very uncomfortable for people. And so you need a lot of sensitization and you need a lot of relearning of what, you know, can be said. You know, I told you years ago, me and some of my medical school friends were thinking about opening up a bar. We didn't have the money to, but I like to sing, right? And I like to bartend, okay? Another one of my buddies liked the business aspect or whatever. And another one liked something else. And I told you guys this, where the business guy was like, look, let me do the negotiating, okay? You know, when it comes to this, right? Because I could chew them down. And I go, don't say that. You can't say that. All right? And, you know, yeah, I ripped him a new one for that. Nowadays, you say something like that, you're getting fired. And so a lot of people don't realize that the punishment, you know, my smacking somebody and calling them an idiot, okay, you know, might have been their punishment 20, 30 years ago. But now the punishment's going to be a lot more. And so you have a lot of people going, but oh my God, you know, we did this all the time. When did that, you know, be a bad thing? So, you know, to quickly review, some things of sexual harassment in the workplace is, let's say you get a funny picture or a funny meme or video and, or, you know, Can Peel have this one where they use the B word, you know? That could be considered sexual harassment if somebody does not like hearing the B word. Key and Peele have the scene where the wife, they talk about their wives. So I was like, wait in my car. My wife said to, you know, to wait. And I'm like, which? But he doesn't say which. He says, is that right? Something like that could be considered sexual harassment. If they're porn, don't they play porn? Sending suggestive letters or notes or email. Displaying inappropriate sexual images or posters in the workplace. So basically, you know, pinups, can't do that. Telling lewd jokes, sharing sexual anecdotes, making inappropriate sexual gestures. Okay, come on. Whistling, if I walk by somebody's office and they go, hoo-hoo, you know, sexy. I can't do that. We'll talk more about this. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
People search the internet for everything. Including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I received this email a couple weeks ago. And, again, wants to be anonymous, but he writes that he and his girlfriend both got jobs together at a new company. So this new company had this huge hiring fair. They both got jobs. They're not engaged yet, but they are hot and heavy. They kiss at work. So in his long-winded note, he asked, well, is there an issue when they kiss at work? He's not going to grab her butt. He said that. What if they break up? If he ever kissed her at work, or if they ever got frisky and they break up, can that later be sexual harassment or sexual misconduct? Now, again, I'm not a sexual harassment attorney. But, you see, this is where it starts getting kind of in the gray area. You both are in a relationship. you're going to look at each other differently when you're at work. You're going to flirt. You're probably going to dress each other. You know, will you button this? Will you unbutton this? Will you, you know what I mean? I don't know. You know, technically I would say if you could try to keep it businesslike at work to do that. One thing I heard of that some businesses do are these love contracts. Now, I don't know exactly. I don't think I've ever seen a love contract, but where if you have a romance or a relationship, sometimes employers have something that, I guess, allows them to be off the hook. Like we were talking about today with the Florida Senate, having, you know, all the Florida senators have to do a one-hour sexual harassment training. That's not going to put a stop to sexual harassment. The main goal of that is so if any of them do something stupid, at least the governing body or the organization or whoever is in charge of any of these employees, you know, or in the Florida senator cases, the senators, can at least say, look, we were involved, you know, and we did try to do some training, X, Y, and Z, okay? So, I would say be smart, okay? And don't show or display your lovey-dovey in front of others. And it does make people feel awkward. When you are single and Valentine's is coming up and you see cuddly, cuddly, touchy, touchy in the cubicle next to you, that shouldn't be happening in an office setting anyway. The office is the office. Work is work. Okay? You could have sex in the morning before work. You could have sex on your lunch hour off the premises. You could have sex at night. If you can't get through a day without lovey-dovey whatever, and, you know, and here's the thing. I get that. All right? I get that, you know, the most exciting part of a relationship is that flirty, flirty part. And once you stop that and you try to make it businesslike, and you're like, okay, yeah, we're going to control ourselves. It's hard to get that back. I do get that. You know, there was a very brief time when Corey and I were like that, where, you know, I just wanted to watch him be, you know, and I'm like, I just want to look at you. And that lasted, a couple weeks? Do I do that now where I just want to watch him? No, I don't want to watch him. He doesn't want to watch me. Let me sit there. I mean, he doesn't want to watch me. I mean, you know, and it is exciting, you know, to work with somebody that you're in love with. I think it's very exciting, but, you know, it's not worth losing your job. And you guys have to decide collectively. Okay. You can even make it a game, right? You know, but you have to decide collectively. Look, is it worth us both, you know, being able to work together and having, you know, our career and being able to be together? Or is it worth us having that fling in the break room and then getting fired? And by the way, that'll ruin you for future jobs. So what I do believe happens is you go to HR and you let them know that you guys are in a relationship and you are going to be conducting yourself. I mean, some policies in the employee handbook will mandate that you fill out a declaration form about your relationship. Okay, some do. Some don't have that in there. They don't care. Okay? And and probably because they're like, well, you're not supposed to be touching anybody inappropriately anyway, whether it's your wife, husband, whatever, your, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend. So, you know, why have a form saying you guys are dating? That's not going to allow you guys to do touchy-touchy, kissy-kissy. People do hug. I see coworkers hug, you know. I see coworkers kiss each other on the top of the head. You'll see that kind of stuff. Not where I work currently, but where I've worked, you see that stuff. But from here on out, I would say keep it professional, keep it businesslike. It's kind of sexy to do that. You know, just to, if you guys could hold off for 8 hours or 9 hours a day, then once you guys get in the car, whatever, we don't care what you do. Okay? You know, miss each other a little bit. They say sometimes you are allowed to off-site if you both have to travel together. Some firms will allow you to share room if you guys are in a relationship, etc. But again, that puts the boss in an awkward position. And you guys may want to think about that too. If you are a couple who are very career-driven and you want to succeed in that field, in that industry, you might not want to dump a lot of this on your employer and have this kind of figured out. Because if the employer is like, oh gosh, what if they break up and they're sharing a room at a conference and they're, you know, and what, you know, if then they may not be that, you know, you want privacy too. You know, you don't want HR watching you and your relationship, you know, always under a microscope. Now, you also have to be careful about, you don't want to lie. I mean, if you have a very public relationship and it's on Facebook and all that, yes, you know, you could tell them. But I would, if I did talk to HR, I would say, look, okay, you know, we've been dating. We, you know, keep it professional. Whatever you need us to do or want us to do, we'll do or sign. But we are in a relationship and, we're in a very stable relationship and we just wanted to make you aware. And we have no problem working separate. We have no problem whatever. Our jobs come first. And that would probably be the most appropriate thing to do. And then depending on what their, handbook recommends, et cetera. They say that 37% of workers have dated a coworker, according to CareerBuilder.com and the Huffington Post. 32% have married a coworker. More than 1 in 10 employees have admitted to having sex with a coworker in the workplace. Many have said they've thought about it. That's according to a survey from job search site Glassdoor.com. 10% of employees have admitted to having sex at the work site with an employer. That's people admitting it. Are you kidding me? That's a lot of... No, I mean, when I think about the different places I worked, 10% is a lot of people. And they had sex actually at work? You know, I've been married to my husband for years. We owned an office. We never had sex in the medical office. Oh, my gosh. Disgusting. Sorry. Couldn't do it. No way. So, as we talked about, with sexual harassment, a big thing that can get you for sexual harassment is something that was done inappropriately. Remember when Jonah Hill, I believe, called somebody the F word, and it had gay connotations, okay? It was always a stupid term, okay? I always thought that was wrong. I have two family members who are gay. They say, we don't care, but it is. It's a very insulting term, you know? Or telling somebody, oh, man, that's gay, all right? Well, so what? Good, great. That's a compliment. Saying something like that, sexual harassment. Asking sexual questions about their sexual history or orientation. If you ask somebody if they're gay or straight, that's sexual harassment. So, maybe we all need, some training. But, boy, get it straight, guys. 1-877-DOT-TALLY. We'll be right back.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ramble, 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 ramble,
ramble on.
Ramble, 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 ramble,
ramble on.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Hyundai recalls nearly 88,000 vehicles due to fire risk. 88,000. Apparently, owners of the 2006 to 2011 Azaras, if I'm pronouncing it right, and 2006 Sonatas, says the water ingress into the anti-lock brake module could cause an electrical short circuit that could result in the engine compartment fire, even if the vehicle isn't running. Now, 87,000 vehicles isn't considered a massive recall, but it is a lot. And there's not a lot of Azuras out there on the road. But Hyundai expects a recall to begin around February 23 and start notifying owners that are affected. I guess the fix involves dealers installing a relay in the vehicle's main fuse panel that would eliminate the possibility of the ABS module shorting out when the car is off. And Hyundai will perform this fix at no cost to the vehicle owner. So it's unclear whether this solves problems, you know, when the vehicle is on. Do they ever, by the way, have any of you guys ever had a recall issue? Do they give you a loaner? Do you ever get, I mean, what are you supposed to do? How do you get to work if you can't have your car? Because they have to fix something. I've always wondered about that. Now, some of you are like, well, I don't have a Hyundai. So, well, then maybe you have an Aston Martin, okay? Aston Martin has a recall going on. 4,000 DB11 coupes over faulty steering column components. So for those of you with Aston Martins, all right, maybe this will relate to you guys. The Daimler steering column parts. I've never even ridden in an Aston Martin, but boy, is it sexy. Apparently, which were involved in last year's major recall, affecting over 1 million Mercedes-Benz cars, features inadequate grounding that can unintentionally cause the airbag to deploy, increasing the risk of injury. All 3,800 DB11 coupes built since the late 2015, when production began, have been recalled. That means only 3,800 people have this car. They say it's not related to the Takata airbag inflator issue. Aston Martin is unaware of any injuries related to the parts. Well, wait a second. Didn't 007 have an issue? But that wasn't the steering, was it? I don't remember. All right. So for those of you with Aston Martins, hopefully you guys can kind of, yeah. A homeowner was found dead in the wall, apparently because she fell through an attic. This is sad. Authorities say skeletal remains found inside the wall of a Houston house of a former homeowner who apparently fell through the attic floor and became trapped. That's scary. Spokeswoman for the Harris County Institute of Forensic Sciences said Wednesday there wasn't enough physical evidence to determine the cause or manner of death for Mary Cerruti. Trisha Bentley says it appears that Cerruti, who was 61 years old at the time, disappeared, actually accidentally fell from her attic. Neighbors reported that Cerruti was missing in February 2015. Her home in the neighborhood was later sold at a foreclosure auction. The new owners discovered the remains in a wall space after noticing a broken floorboard in the attic in March 2017. Preliminary autopsy results found that the remains were her. The skeleton had glasses and shoes. How scary. Oh, my gosh. Okay, whenever I read something like this, I am like, oh, I do not want to ever be like, did you starve to death? If she was caught or stuck, did she hit her head? I don't know, but that's scary. All right, let's talk about some cool tech stuff. A smart contact lens may help diabetics monitor their sugar. Scientists have developed a soft, flexible contact lens that will allow diabetics, while they are, whether, you know, just looking around or whatever, know their blood sugar levels because of their tears with these built-in wireless sensors. Project leader Jihoon Park of Ulsan National Institute of Science and Technology in South Korea told the news service that this strategy does not require the expensive tools or brittle components currently used in many smart lenses, which can block the user's vision of field of vision and harm the eye. According to this company, it's a contact lens that has a sensor where the electrodes are made of highly stretchable and transparent materials that make the lens easy to wear. Through an embedded wireless antenna in the contact sensor, patients can transmit their health data, allowing real-time monitoring of their health. Dr. Park explained the wireless display has an LED pixel that could detect changing glucose levels while at the same time displaying the information. I mean, it wouldn't display it in the eye while you're walking around. It would display it probably on your smartphone or whatever. So, after detecting the glucose level in the tear fluid above the threshold, the pixel will turn off, a cue to the wearer. So, researchers hope to use this method for pre-diabetics detection and other health conditions. Now, some of you are probably saying, well, wait a second. Who the hell wants to wear a contact lens if they don't have to? True point. Good point. But before we decide for them, let's ask a diabetic. The average diabetic cannot stand pricking his finger or her finger. It sucks. It hurts. It's not comfortable. You have to bleed. Now other family members can touch the blood. You know, it's interesting. When patients would bring me their numbers, their books always had blood all over them. You know, little blood stripes and stuff. And I'm like, did it... Didn't you put a Band-Aid on? You know? I don't know. So, the contact lens would help prevent some of that. I love the idea of not having to invade into the body to figure out what's going on inside the body. And if tears can tell a sugar level, and they can, because sugar is in tears, and they could do it with the accuracy and the fluctuation frequency that blood would, that could be very, very useful. So I'm pretty excited about this. I think that's pretty cool. I just can't, tell you if this is something that's going to be, you know, something that a lot of people are going to like. There's not a lot of things people like. They get kind of grumpy. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we're hearing two more quakes have rattled the West Coast, being reported by Sacramento Bee. A 4.0 magnitude quake took place just after 2 a.m., 31 miles southeast of Anaheim, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, and a 5.8 earthquake struck about 100 miles off Humboldt County, coast of 8:39 a.m. No tsunamis are expected, according to a Twitter post by the National Tsunami Warning Center, and they follow a 6.2 magnitude quake in Japan that happened yesterday. And then, if you remember, on Tuesday, there was a 7.9 magnitude quake in Alaska. That did prompt a tsunami warning that later had to be canceled. Significant earthquakes in Indonesia and Chile have been reported. We also have volcanic eruptions in the Philippines, Indonesia, Bali, Japan. These continue to spew ash and lava, forcing the evacuation of tens of thousands of people. They say the eruption Tuesday of Mount Kusatsu Shirane in Japan killed a soldier and injured more than a dozen people, including several at a nearby ski resort. The United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction on Tuesday tweeted a warning that, quote, the Ring of Fire was active. Now, the Ring of Fire basically is this kind of sprawling horseshoe-shaped geological disaster zone in the Pacific. You know, we talked about kind of like the four corners of Chile, New Zealand, Japan, and then the fourth corner would be the Pacific Northwest. Well, rather than a square, the Ring of Fire is this horseshoe shape that kind of follows along that same area. It stretches 25,000 miles from New Zealand to Indonesia to the Philippines, Japan, Alaska, Canada, the West Coast, down to South America. It contains 452 volcanoes and several tectonic plates in the Earth's crust. Because they fit together like a puzzle, the tectonic plates constantly shift and collide, producing earthquakes. So, Janine Cripper, a New Zealand volcanologist based in the U.S., reminded people that it's not referred to as the Ring of Fire because it sits there doing nothing. Yeah, there's not really fire that happens, you know? So, a lot of stuff going on. We find out there are 8 active volcanoes in California. All right, apparently California's volcano country. And they say the last time I think Lassen erupted was 1915. I didn't know that. I didn't know that Lassen exists there. 1-877-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When you want your questions answered, you could call in at our number. You could also, the 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 362-3254. Or you can go to Facebook, message us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show, tweet us, or go to our website at drdahlia.com. We're here to answer your medical questions. We love the questions that we get. Keep them coming. We especially like hearing you guys live. So call in every morning, 9 to noon Pacific time. Love to talk to you, answer your questions. Now, another headline that kind of has been worrying men is oral HPV infection rate is now alarmingly high in U.S. men. Alarmingly high. And I guess there's a paper issued in the Annals of Internal Medicine called Oral Human Papillomavirus Infection, Differences in Prevalence Between Sexes and Concordance with Genital Human Papillomavirus Infection. And the paper basically reports a population-based analysis of adults aged 18 to 69 who had participated in the survey called the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey, NHANES. Doesn't have to do with Hanes underwear, just NHANES. And that occurred between 2011 and 2014. Specimens had been obtained from these individuals from a variety of locations in the body, looking specifically at the prevalence of oral HPV. The study demonstrated that 11.5% of men and 3.2% of women in this analysis had HPV infection. That translated to 11 million men and 3.2 million women nationally with HPV infection. Six times more common in men than women. Now they're saying, I'm sorry, that looking at oral HPV 16, which is one of the more severe forms, strains of HPV, they found it six times more common in men than women. So 1.7 million men and 270,000 women in the U.S. with oral HPV 16 infection. And what could oral HPV 16 infection cause? Head and neck cancer. Why men more than women? You would think, you would just seem to think that it might be more common in women? Less maybe male engagement in oral sex is a lot more common than we think? As a doctor, I start to think, is there something different between the male mucosa and the back of the throat that allows them to create an environment for HPV to settle and do what it needs to do as opposed to women? We don't see as many throat cancers in women like we do with men. And for the average guy, that freaks him out when he hears that he could get throat cancer. Now, we have been recommending vaccination for HPV. We've been recommending that to boys and girls starting at the age of 11. But it's not recommended if you're over 26 years old. So you have a lot of people like me, when HPV vaccine came out, I was too old for it. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I was too old to get it. Now, just because if it's not FDA approved, if it hasn't been studied, if they're not, who knows? But there's a lot of individuals out there that are going, I would really, really like to get the HPV vaccine. Now, I'm going to recruit the Dr. Dahlia news team to help figure out why the hell we can't just get the vaccine anyway. What's the big whoop? I understand it's probably lawsuits. Somebody doesn't want to, you know, say, oh, yeah, it's okay for a 40-year-old, and then something happens. Who knows? But it's a three-shot series, and it's a good one in terms of preventing HPV, especially type 16 and 18, which are linked to cervical cancer, as well as throat cancer and penile cancer. But if you have 1.7 million men having this oral HPV, that's some scary stuff. And 11 million men having HPV, period. And you have HPV genitally, you're going to give it to somebody orally if you engage in that type of sex. So this is a huge problem. And what also makes it huge is throat cancer isn't usually found stage one. Okay? Throat cancer may not be diagnosed very early because you might have a sore throat. Well, we get sore throats all the time. Then they go away. We get strep throat. Sometimes we get viral sore throats. No big deal. Sometimes your throat gets scratchy. Sometimes you get a little hoarse. Sometimes you feel like you have post-nasal drip. So what I recommend to everybody is if the sore throat doesn't go away, if you feel like you always have post-nasal drip, if your voice is changing or you're getting raspier or you sound like you're a smoker but you're not, you need to get checked. Now, some people will say, well, the doctor's not going to check. Well, yes, they will. And I tell you how. If I ever had a person who was starting to get more hoarse or starting to have issues or chronic sinus issues or chronic postnasal drip, I would, you know, take a tongue depressor like I did with that one patient, gag them a little bit to see what's in the back of the throat, and that's how I found that cancer at the base of the tongue. But usually anybody with hoarseness, anybody with chronic sore throats, chronic postnasal drip, sinus issues, we send them to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. And what is one of the most common procedures an ear, nose, and throat doctor does? The nasopharyngeal laryngoscopy, an NPL, where they put a tube up your nose, it goes to the back of the nose, makes that curve, and then goes down into the throat. So it could see, it could look down at your throat like you're looking down at a waterfall. Or looking down a toilet, whatever, okay? And so whenever you do have those issues, yeah, in addition to a CAT scan or whatever, they'll do that scope. Why? Because they're looking for throat cancer. That's exactly what they're doing. So, you know, it's frustrating because a lot of us live in Vegas. My voice sounds a lot more hoarse than it did when I was younger. My voice is also getting lower. I don't know if it's because of the testosterone. My voice gets lower as I lose my estrogen and I just sound like this. When I'm at a drive-thru, they're like, sir, you want fries with that? I go, I don't know, sir. Anyway, I don't sound like that anymore. I don't sound like this anymore. I used to. I was like, hey. So I sound, you know, a little more manly, a little bit more burly. That's me. Yeah. Anyway, I had an NPL. It's like, take a look at my throat. Make sure I don't have throat cancer. You know, I do the Dr. Dahlia show. The what? the Dr. Dahlia show? It's a radio show? You do a show? Yeah, I've been doing it for years. So anyway, I'm like, I'd like to preserve my voice. So they did the NPL and they made sure that looked good. And I probably have to go back again eventually, but still. So HPV. Now, I know many people like to put their mouths on certain areas, right, that, you know, aren't really known for mouths being there. That's how you get the HPV. Just keep that in mind. I don't care what you guys do. Just be aware. Doomsday clock. Say the doomsday clock just ticked closer to midnight. Are you kidding me? Did you guys know there was a doomsday clock? We talked about this on the show a while back. They say the doomsday clock is now 2 minutes to midnight. Why? Because people are worried about nuclear weapons and climate change. This is according to USA Today. Yep. Apparently, the doomsday clock is set by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. It's a nonprofit group that sets the clock and decides whether the events of the previous year push humanity closer or farther from destruction. The symbolic clock is now closest to midnight since 1953. It was also 2 minutes to midnight in 1953 when the hydrogen bomb was first tested. Scientists blamed a cocktail of threats ranging from the dangerous political rhetoric to the potential of a nuclear threat as a catalyst for moving the clock closer towards doomsday. A statement explained the resetting of the time of the doomsday clock notes in 2017. World leaders failed to respond effectively to the looming threats of nuclear war and climate change, making the world security situation more dangerous than it was a year ago. And as dangerous as it has been since World War II. All right. I'm not really fearing doomsday right now. Okay, I think we got some other bigger fish to fry, like the flu. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Be safe, guys.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.